Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Ellen Belcher, filling in for Emily McCord. Today I'm talking to Joe Hallett, a senior editor at the Columbus Dispatch and a longtime Ohio political journalist. Thanks for joining us, Joe.
Happy to be with you, Ellen.
Super Tuesday, when Ohio and nine other states weigh in on who should be the Republicans' presidential candidate, is just a little more than a week away. What can Ohio voters expect in the run-up to March 6th?
Well, they can expect to see the candidates here even more than they already have. We've had, in the last 2 weeks, Newt Gingrich taking a two-day bus tour through Ohio. We've seen Rick Santorum. Mitt Romney was in Cincinnati just the other day, and he also will be back.
You've been following these candidates when they've been in the state. What are you seeing on the campaign trail? I mean, what's the level of passion out there? What are voters telling you that they really care about?
The Republican primary is different, obviously, than the general election. So it's a very conservative, religious-oriented base, the folks who are going to get out and actually vote. The Tea Party faction also is very strong in Ohio. So the candidates are weighing in with a very conservative message. They are, of course, focusing on the economy, talking more about tax cuts and helping small businesses and that sort of thing.
Have there been any moments that have really struck you, moments where you thought, wow, this guy is really striking a chord, he's sensing something about what people want to hear?
Yeah, you can feel that way a lot when you follow Newt Gingrich. He really has a command of the rhetoric, and particularly the kind of rhetoric that the Republican base wants to hear. He is more of a red meat candidate than Romney or Santorum, and you will hear the loudest cheers at his rallies, as I heard when I followed him for a couple of days up from Cincinnati to Columbus. He just does know how to connect. You contrast that, I went to Cuyahoga County Republican Dinner up near Cleveland, where Romney gave the keynote speech, and he failed to connect totally. It was just kind of a collection of strung together cliches, and there was not a lot of passion in the room.
Senator Rob Portman, who's on all the shortlists for vice president, is behind Governor Romney. Former senator and now attorney general Mike DeWine had endorsed Governor Romney, but recently flipped to Rick Santorum. What was behind that reversal, and how divided are Ohio's Republican leaders?
Well, behind the DeWine endorsement, more than anything, was friendship. He and Santorum and their two wives were very close when they were in the Senate together. They palled around together, and I think DeWine will tell you that early on he endorsed Romney and actually became a Romney delegate because, like so many people, he didn't see Santorum having much of a chance. But as Santorum continued his rise, DeWine said he started having sleepless nights about maybe this guy could become president, and he is my friend, and I think he just started to feel bad. So it was more personal than anything.
Tell us how the primaries that come before us in Michigan and Arizona impact the importance of Ohio's vote.
Michigan could have a huge impact on Ohio's vote, I think, because the states are similar in so many ways and have shared the same kind of economic problems. It is Romney's home state. He is expected to win there, although he did have a close race there against McCain in 2008. If he were to lose, and the Romney people just downplay this, but it would be big. I mean, to lose your home state would be symbolically very big.
I've been talking with Joe Hallett, a senior editor with the Columbus Dispatch. It was great hearing your take, Joe. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks, Ellen.